We'll tell you what, we'll work on the theme music here. Probably we'll adopt one called Rainbow Bird as my theme song. That's something I wrote about 20 years ago. And it's about the reemergence of the Phoenix. And I, after almost being killed in Phoenix, I kind of relate to it, shall we say. And that's what this show is. It's like the Phoenix Rising. By the way, if you didn't know, the Phoenix was originally planned to be the bird of the eagle that we used on in America. Somehow, it got sidetracked. Yeah, that's right. They are threatening to put people in jail, if one school here is doing this. Yeah, they say sick kids are regularly encouraged to stay home from school so they don't affect their peers, but in one high school, students are being asked to stay home if they are not properly vaccinated. If you haven't got that mercury in your veins, they don't want you there. 3 months into the school year, nearly 2,000 students in Prince George's County remain unvaccinated for disease like hepatitis B and chickenpox. Some students have been out of school for a month despite ample opportunities for free shots from the school system. And school officials, faced with stubborn parents and delinquent students, have decided to bring in the law. If we have stubborn parents who won't do it the easy way, I'm willing to do it the hard way and use legal action to compel them, said Glenn Ivory, Prince George's County State's Attorney. Incentives to comply comes in the form of a $50 per day fine and up to 10 days in jail for those who refuse to get their children vaccinated. Every state requires kids at school to be vaccinated, but few have taken to enforcing that law, the way Prince George's County has. The policy, though, is clearly having an effect. Hundreds of parents are calling into the school to make sure their children are vaccinated, and they don't stay, and they'll stay out of jail. Oh, boy. And what happened to those religious exemptions, by the way? Hmm? And we haven't talked about Bill Clinton for a long time, but Hillary running for president probably should keep mentioning him, because it's not just George Bush that's leading this country down the wrong path. Bill Clinton did his part, too, and according to my informants, who helped me release the information about Daddy Bush, Daddy Bush's Operation Watchtower, his drug dealing days with his partner, Manuel Noriega, in Panama, where Eddie was just extracted from. I want to send the Cotolo document on Operation Watchtower that said George Bush was covering up for the Israeli Mossad, who were involved in the cocaine trades. My informant started laughing at me. Bill Clinton works for George Bush. He ain't going to use any of that. There's a little airport called MENA. We're going to be right back. And we'll take your calls if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Hey, Douglas here, a free American. back in business, back out with a free America.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back to the Free American Hour, second hour. And I'm so happy to be here. I feel like I'm back home. And as a matter of fact, I'm real close to back home because I was born in Fort Worth and I lived in Dallas for a long time, and I'm back in Dallas for the moment. But I am kind of a gypsy, and I've always had that kind of lifestyle, been in every state. Found out a long time ago it was easier to do a national company than it was to do a small shop city. And I chose about 10 years ago, after living in Dallas and living in L.A. and living in Sacramento and living in Seattle, living in Miami and Phoenix, that I preferred kind of being out there. And I still own the north half of the only two-house town still on the map in New Mexico. We've got some people there standing by the phones right now to answer it, to take your subscription, to take your order, for a number of items. We've always carried Miracle 2. We still got that. We've got the Miracle 2 soap. We've got the Miracle 2 neutralizer. We've got the Miracle-2 moisturizer and the moisturizing soap. It's $16 a bottle, and it makes gallons and gallons of soap. And you take the neutralizer, it makes your body more alkaline, and you just don't get sick. And I can tell you right now that I don't take pharmaceuticals. I don't take anything like that, and I don't get sick. And I'll damn sure not take vaccines with Timerosal in them, mercury in them, or who knows, or whatever. Remember, a vaccine simply gives you a mild case of the disease that you're trying to avoid, and your immune system can stand up to it. And we've got the products, and this issue is a free American. We've got the products that can stand up to most diseases. They can heal cellular damage with a new ingredient. Actually, I should qualify that. It's an old ingredient. It's a matter of fact, it's a prehistoric ingredient, practically, of something that's very natural, was once very natural on this planet, called fulvic acid. And it's not folic acid, that's fulvic acid. And they found that this natural ingredient that were in plants in pretty much prehistoric days in abundance. And maybe that's the reason the dinosaurs got so big, where they had access to the fulvic acid. It heals cellular damage. It's pretty much practically a cure for Gulf War syndrome, Gulf War illness, which is nothing more than uranium poisoning, depleted uranium poisoning. We've used that to kill the Iraqi men, women, and children. And, of course, it backfires, and the government knows very well. It comes back, and it kills our own troops. So I check out the next issue of Free American. Go to the website, freeamerican.com, and read the story of fulvic acid, coverage they made, and you can order the products right there online. The cellular cleanse takes all the heavy metals out of your body and makes you much, much more able to resist and to fight off your immune system, which God designed, is a lot better than and better for you to fight off diseases than to take those vaccinations. And my film, A True Face of FEMA, where I filmed the first Homeland Security meeting held there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at Sandia Labs on Kirtland Air Force Base. They, Colonel John Brinkerhoff, who's my counterpoint on this film, True Face of FEMA, as in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. In other words, some of us won't line up on Kmart parking lot to get our vaccines for smallpox. We won't line up to get our vaccines for anthrax. We won't line up on Kmart parking lot to be injected with anything, with anything. Now, True Face of FEMA, they tell you we're in for a long war, and the enemy is weak, so they will not use conventional means. What he means is the enemy is weak because he doesn't have tanks, he doesn't have airplanes, he doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. Although they'd like for you to believe they do. And the enemy in the war on terror is the war on terror is simply a war against anyone who does not approve of, or go along with, or submit to one world government. Remember, the first attempt at one world government was called the League of Nations. Two countries refused to do that. So the League of Nations died in birth. The two countries that refused to do that were Russia and the United States. And in response, they went into Russia, they formed a Bolshevik revolution, and they murdered the Tsar and his family. Or as the Rolling Stones say, Anastasia screamed in vain. Here, they couldn't kill the Tsar here, and it already killed a few presidents, tried to kill more. So they compromised President Wilson and got him to sign the Federal Reserve. And you've heard the results of that. You can hear Tommy Crier on my website. And he won, but he's still under attack. Some of them didn't. The Browns are still in prison or somewhere. Lynn Meredith's still in prison. Sherman Shipp's still in prison. Dick Simcannon's still in prison. And there are going to be more and more people going to jail. Now, if you don't vaccinate your kids, if you claim religious exemption, you're going to be targeted here. And we've got a couple of bright spots on the horizon. One, of course, is Ron Paul. If you're human and you're breathing and you love liberty, then you need to start getting out there and putting up Ron Paul bumper stickers on your cars, on your trucks, on your backs, and tell people. This is one of the things you're going to be able to do. Put it on your back that I'm a free American and I'm voting for Ron Paul. And Free American is back out. We've got national distribution again. We're back in most of the bookstores. We're in Hastings. We're probably in Books a Million. We're probably be in Borders Books. We may not be in Barnes & Noble unless you put a little bit of pressure on Barnes & Noble to get the Free American in. It's available from Ingram Periodicals. And it's available by subscription. Yes, I know. We did not get out 12 issues last year. We tried. We wanted to. And if you go to this issue of the Free American, which you can also see online, freeamerican.com, you can read this issue, and it'll tell you that it'll tell you what's happened to me over the last 6 months, how I've been had my credit destroyed by Homeland Security. Well, it has to be Homeland Security. Who else could run my Social Security number by 150 mortgage companies that I've never heard of? And in this issue of the Free American, we've got the history of the Rothschilds and the Rothschild Doctrine, how they put countries into war, how they put us into the Civil War, how they tried to get 24% to 36% interest from Lincoln. He refused. He issued greenbacks, and, of course, he was murdered. Kennedy did the same thing. I got a copy of the $5 bill I carry around in my pocket. It was issued by John F. Kennedy, Executive Order 1110. United States note, not Federal Reserve note, 1963 date. And, of course, Johnson recalled that from the Air Force One headed back to Washington. He recalled that executive order and recalled that money. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. If you're glad I'm back on the air and I'm back with the Republic, and give me a call. Let me know. 800-313-9443. And my number at the office is 888-678-1444. And they'll be standing by to take your subscription to get your magazine out. We'll be back out monthly starting with January issue.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right. Okay, we're back, and we've got a caller in. I'll take George from Florida. Hello, George.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
You know, you're talking about judges. And you know, the thing is, they had this thing on the Alex Jones website. It showed a bunch of flags falling, Hillary knocking down a row of flags. And they're saying, oh, my God, the country's going to fall under Hillary. I said, if you look at them flags, I said, they're Admiralty flags, the yellow fringe and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, if you look a little closer, I said, yeah, that'd be a good thing, those Admiralty flags falling.
Yeah, those that's ones that are in every courtroom. And basically, everybody's worried about martial law. I think we've been under martial law for probably the last 100 years.
Well, you know, the good thing about, I hate to say this, but some of those FDR people, I mean, are starting to die off. And a lot of these people still think FDR was the greatest president of all time. And he was the most, one of the most anti-American, who declared war with the War Powers Act, made it illegal to hold gold. And, you know, allowed the bankers to loot our hard currency, the gold, and took the American people's gold and allowed the bankers to loot that.
That's right. And you had turned your gold in for, what was it, $16 an ounce?
Yes.
And then they, you know, I've, in this month's issue of the Free American, I've got the story called The Destruction of Joe McCarthy. And that was Senator Joe McCarthy. And they took and they made McCarthyism a bad word after pretty much destroying him. And he was trying to make Americans aware and to go after the communists. And FDR said, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, I do not believe in communism any more than you do. But there's nothing wrong with the communists in this country. Several of the best friends I have are communists. I do not regard the communists as any present or future threat to our country. In fact, I look upon Russia as our strongest ally in the years to come. As I told you when you began your investigation, McCarthy, you should confine yourself to the Nazis and fascists.
Well, I think the Venona papers, I think, vindicate McCarthy for all the shenanigans going on.
Well, McCarthy was simply trying to do the right thing, the same way the my cover story here is Ignacio Ramos. Nacho Ramos tried to do his job. He made one mistake, though. This is a Border Patrol agent that is in prison right now, been in prison for almost a year for trying to stop a drug dealer, who, by the way, just came back across the border and got busted with 750 pounds of marijuana. Mm. And they did make a mistake, he and his partner. They made a mistake.
Yeah,
they shot the drug dealer in the ass instead of the head.
Yeah. I was just reading about, General MacArthur. I heard he was going to arrest Harry Truman because Harry Truman was betraying the armed forces in Korea because all the defense plans were going through the UN and the UN was telling the communist buddies and our troops are getting wiped out. And MacArthur came on to this and sort of like I heard, kept it between his staff and pushed the communists back across the 38th parallel. And he was going to come back and arrest Truman for treason. Was that true?
Yeah, I believe it was, and that's why he pretty much got shot out. And that's happened all the way down the line. And General Patton said we fought on the wrong side and wanted to go into Russia and keep going through Germany into Russia after the communists. He was murdered too.
Hmm. Well, the other thing is, like with Iran, I'm hearing. Is that the military is in revolt?
Well, we believe it's somebody in the military made us aware that the atomic weapons that they were going to use on Iran were being shipped, and it was somebody in the military that blew the whistle on that operation, and they, as a result, six atomic weapons that were flown down to. Down south there to Louisiana for transport to Iran were short-stopped.
Yes, but I hear with martial law that the military is going to be revolt.
Well, they will. And in this issue of the Free American, I've got Bush's answer to that, too. And that's Blackwater. They use Blackwater down in New Orleans to disarm the Americans in New Orleans after the hurricane.
Now,
in this issue of the Free American, we've got a story of what happens if our mercenaries turn on us. And on the next page, we've got Blackwater's new assault weapon. Blackwater Air Force. And I don't think they're going to use that over in Iran. I think they're going to use it on Americans. And that's part of the, in my film, True Face of FEMA, that's what they talk about, having 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. Well, they're not talking about American troops. They make that quite clear. They're probably talking about Blackwater. Now, hang on, and we'll be right back. Thank you for your call, George.
Because you can handle the truth.
Design combines the usual process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right. We're back. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443.
George dropped.
Okay. And I'm lines are open now. And we're going to be keeping you advised on a monthly basis starting in January. November issue is out, and that'll pretty much cover December. If you've had a subscription before, we've sent out over 2,000 magazines to our former subscribers, and you should have those by now.
You have a caller, John from Tennessee.
All right. All right, John from Tennessee, welcome to the Free American Hour. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me get off my headset. Okay. Clay, I've enjoyed your program so far this morning.
Thank you.
You were talking about Blackwater.
Yes, sir.
I think you may be right, and I'll give you a reason. Rudolph Giuliani, I don't know if you had the opportunity to read the article, the essay he wrote for the Council on Foreign Relations. Have you seen that?
No, sir, I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, in that article, I've been trying to explain to people. In that article, he talks about the global order, and I think it was 19 or 20 times, the international system, and he proposed a hybrid military, which I wondered what he meant during the debates when he used that term. And from what I can gather, Giuliani's hybrid military is a civilian military organization. So he's looking to use Blackwater, I believe, in a way different than what we're seeing in the Middle East. I think you're right.
Well, I've always said here that Blackwater, us using Blackwater in Iraq and our military is really a training ground for here, for the United States. And what my film, The True Face of FEMA, which Colonel John Brinkerhoff talks about needing 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. He tries to refer to that as the State Guard. And I know what the State Guard is in New Mexico. It's three fat old men that have no training whatsoever. So the State Guard he's asked, by the way, are you talking about the National Guard, sir, when you're talking about these 400,000 troops? No, they're going to be in Iraq or they're going to be in Afghanistan, and they're too expensive. No, we need a cheap source, a well-armed, well-trained, organized.
They want volunteers. They want people that, and I'll give you, for instance, here in Tennessee, we do have a State Guard, and I'm not involved with it, but there are people that are actually in. One talk show host here in Nashville, Tennessee, is involved in the State Guard. He has no prior military experience and, I guess, no training other than a couple weeks of playing games with someone that's trying to teach him to be good little obedient soldiers. I believe what it is going to be the police state. You know, right now they're incrementally causing people to don't feel bad about ratting out your parents or your children or someone you see speeding down the road. You need to call in and tell us so we can put a stop to it. I guess incrementalism to me is the worst thing that this country can deal with.
Well, and they've been doing it for a long time. We've been under the Communist Manifesto. We've been under the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto for at least 100 years.
Well, I know that if people would care to, and let me bring this up before I lose my train of thought. A couple of years ago, I was on the internet, I piddle around, and when I go down to a rabbit hole, it brings me up another one, and I appear with a new question. I wound up in Enid, Oklahoma, at an organization called CLEET, CLEET, which is an acronym for, they say, Continued Law Enforcement Education and Training. And what I believe it is civilian law enforcement education and training, that they're putting these places around the country to train the 400,000 or the 500,000, whatever the final number is, because if there's 2 million that are opposing what's going on, you're not going to deal with it with 300,000 or 400,000 people if they're in different areas. I've been told by others that Blackwater is really nothing to worry about. I see it differently.
I think if they use Blackwater, Blackwater will be training the State Guards or whatever other organizations they put in. Basically, under the color of law, they want you to think you're enforcing the law. But Ayn Rand had it right when she told us 50 years ago. The government has no control over honest citizens.
Well, you know,
they have to make criminals out of us, and that's what the crime charges are about. That's what the tax laws are about. Besides,
people are checking out Ayn Rand's books, and it's to the point now where you can't get Fountainhead at the library hardly. You can't get Atlas Shrugged, and when you do, the 60-year-old librarian that's trying to help you find it has no idea who Ayn Rand is, has no idea, you know, what Atlas Shrugged is. They don't know the book exists. They don't know about Salinger much. You've got to look for Salinger's books. To me, it's amazing. You can find anything in the library you want, except books with any real substance. You've got
to try to find Irwin Schiff, try to find Lynn Meredith, try to find Boston Tea Party.
Well, what they will tell you is those are books on economics, and we don't keep those for a couple of years. Well, what do you do with them? We throw them away. You know, I'm with you 100%. I know that it's going to take some people really awakening, and I don't know how to go about doing it except.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you how to do it. You buy 50 copies of the Free American, $2 a piece, and you pass them around in your neighborhood. And this issue of the Free American especially, and every issue will be pretty much the equivalent, but this issue especially, it shows what happened to Ezra Pound, America's foremost poet, world-class poet, that they put in an insane asylum for 13 years until Eustace Mullins got him out, and Robert Frost.
Well, may I suggest a book for you?
Yes, sir.
It's a book by Dr. William Brady, who's a preacher. It's called What Hath God Wrought? It's an excellent book that addresses everything to do that I've come across with the New World Order, and he's put it in a way that's easily understood. Yeah, there's about 70 or 80 pages of documented footnotes and endnotes in the book, and to me, it is the gravy. It is the cream.
And the Bible is certainly, you know, I am not a fan of organized religion. I'm not. And I don't care whether it's Judaism, Muslim, or Christianity. You know, I think they've distorted the teachings of Christ. They distorted the teachings of Jesus.
Well, there's still some good ones out there, though. So let's, you know, I understand what you're saying.
The Bible told you about 9/11. They told you what was going to happen. They told you what was going to happen in New York. And they've been telling you the truth all along. They knew.
Right.
And but this issue of the Free American, it's got the story of Ezra Pound. It's got the story of Joe McCarthy. It's got the story of Ernst Zundel. It's got the story of the Border Patrol agents here. And for those people out there, the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law that have tried to demonize me when I started the militias, tried to demonize the Minutemen over their vigilantes, and they've supported the illegal aliens invasion here. They try to tell you I'm racist or that I'm anti-Semitic, and that is about as big a lie as you can possibly get. Well, I've got something in this issue of the Free American for them, and it's called The Role of Zionism in the Holocaust. I want to stress this, that it's not the Arabs who they're trying to call ragheads. It's not the all of the Jewish people out there, because there are just as many good Jewish people out there as there are Christian people, as there are Muslim people. But this story is called The Role of Zionism in the Holocaust. And the author says that the Zionists were as responsible for the death of the Jews as the Nazis. And this article is written by Rabbi Lieberman out of Australia.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. And if you want to call in, the number is
800-313-9443. You have a caller, Mike, from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Mike, from Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Mike. Welcome to the Free American Hour. I'm Clay Douglas. How are you?
Can you hear me, Clay?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Clay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
Oh, very good. Say, it's nice to hear you again on Republic Broadcasting. The last time we heard you was when John cracked up his motorcycle and you came on.
Yeah, well, fortunately, John doesn't have his motorcycle anymore, but I still got mine.
Right. That's very good. Well, I hope I can clarify a couple things. You brought up Mr. Tommy Crier there.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, if you have a pen and a piece of paper there, you might want to jot some things down.
All right, sir.
Okay, very good. Well, you seen where Mr. Kahn there, Eddie Kahn, asked Tommy Crier the 29 questions and he refused to answer them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you recall, on if you go back to the archives with Republic Broadcasting here, you'll find that that was Ed Brown's last transmission on this network with the public. And he claims that Tommy Crier is a 33rd degree Mason.
Okay.
Yes, and that's why he didn't want him representing him. And I'm also thinking, being he's so close to Mr. Larry Beecraft, that they might, Mr. Beecraft might have throwed Sherry Jackson's case so she wouldn't win.
But you okay, can, well.
Yeah, you can check it out, though. October 4th, Ed Brown's last transmission on this. He openly states out of his own mouth that Mr. Crier is a 33rd Mason, and they're just throwing the people a bone to make it think like this system's going to work. But and you also find out there that another interesting website that you would love to check out, Clay, and I'd probably like to see it in your Free American Magazine, would be DoeWatch.com.
DoeWatch, D-O-E?
Yes, sir. That man there used, his name is Jim Phelps, and he used to work for the Department of Energy there at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll find that very interesting also. And for these Masons that are involved in Masonry, there's a man that used to be a Mason quite high. He rose up to the 90th degree. His name is Bill Snevlin, and he got out of the Masons, and he refuses to be misled by the old Talmud ways anymore. And his website is withoneaccord.com.
West one?
With, W-I-T-H, withoneaccord.com. His name is Bill Snevlin. And he was he definitely dumped the Masonic Lodge, and he's exposing them now. He just, well, you know as well as I, Clay, that the old Masonic teachings is nothing more than the Babylon mystery religions, and it helps to keep people in control. You know that, Clay?
Yeah, well, the in this month's Free American, we've got the history of the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds sponsored Adam Weishaupt to infiltrate the Masonic lodges.
Yes, sir. Very good.
And the, it also the he they point out in this history that the Rothschilds took over the finances for the Catholic Church 200 years ago.
Well, Mr. Douglas, I thank you so much for being on the air again, and I hope you and everyone else checks out those websites. And I thank John and Sandra for having you on. It's good to hear you. I'm glad you're a fighter, and I thank you for all your exposés, Mr. Douglas. Hope to speak to you soon.
All right, sir. Thank
Bye
you
now.
Very much. Again, our number here is 800-313-9443. And, you know, everything takes a little longer than we thought. I thought I'd come right back out and get the Free American started again. I did not realize that this old biker from Texas could pose so much of a threat to the New World Order as to have them, you know, send me $1 million and hot forged checks to run my credit by 150 mortgage companies that I've never heard of, that I've never talked to. It's pretty interesting. And this issue will show you, if you call and get this now, and my number is 888-678-1444. If you call and get this issue or subscribe to the Free American, you'll see why they are afraid of me, because I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the people what's about. And, you know, with me, it's real simple, folks. I'm not out there to run the world. I'm not out there to start a new religion. I'm not out there to
Just to preach to you, I took an oath when I was 17 years old to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I'm not unique in that. Every veteran out there, every police officer out there, every FBI out there, every Secret Serviceman out there, and every politician took the same oath. Difference between me and a lot of them, I realized there was no expiration date. And I realized that I read the Constitution. And I know that our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. And today, the United States, under the Project for the New American Century, by the way, one of the architects of that document, of rearming America's defenses, is featured in here, too, because he provided the planes that flew in to the World Trade Center. His name is Dov Zakheim, and I've got him here in the Free American. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. Douglas, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right. We're back. I'll try to have the new theme song music over to Sandra here. This afternoon. And if not, we'll get to it. We'll get to it here. Actually, we're taking a little bit more time. And I am going up to see my granddaughter and my sons for Thanksgiving. I will be broadcasting from on the road. So we may be doing some shows on cell phones. There's always a risk of that. And also, if you want to get the Free American started again and start getting it and get this issue sent to you right now with a subscription here, you can do that for $50 a year. We'll do 12 issues for the next year, starting in January. It'll be monthly again. And I can do that because I've got some help now. They'll take your Nikki and Emma will take your calls out at in Bingham. They're waiting for your calls right now at 888-678-1444. And you can order Miracle 2 soap. You can order the new American Heritage and Health line containing fulvic acid and nano silver, or whatever ails you. Created by one of the biochemists they haven't managed to kill, especially for the Free American. And I've also had a little bit of help and support now that I didn't have last year. I'm very happy and proud to tell you that my Betty Douglas, right here in the hotel room with me, she's working the booths with me, and traveling with me as soon as I hide her car from her. I'll manage to do that later on in the week here. So make her get in that pickup truck so I can drag her around the country with my new mobile office. It's not exactly the optimum. I am working in the garage. I got the office set up in the garage, and I really need to have the room that I need to work in. I have to roll the Harley off of the toy hauler, but we can do that too. You can look for us at a number of Patriot events and number of motorcycle events. Yeah, we just got to have the Free American logos put on there and the Ron Paul posters put on the toy hauler, because we need to vote for Ron Paul. We need to see that he gets the support, and they're going to do their best to control that. They're going to do their best to shut him down. And they're already launching on that. They are coming down on some women in a bridge club who held up a "we didn't vote for Bush." 888-678-1444 is my number. And I'm out of time today, but I'll be here tomorrow. You just give me a call. If you need to get a hold of me and talk to me about advertising, well, you just tell them that you want to talk to me. They'll give you my cell number at 888-678-1444. I'm Clay Douglas. God bless.
The eye of the tiger. The eye of the tiger. The eye of the tiger. With